Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Everybody under the sound of my voice. Right now we're just going to worship God. I don't care what you're going through. Let's just saturate the place with worship. Let's saturate your cars, your houses. Offer it up to Him right now. Whatever you're dealing with, just give it to Him right now. I guarantee you in this moment, if you give it up, He will give it to you. an awesome God. God, we love you. And we reverence your name, Jesus. There's nobody like you. God, we submit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone, to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I am your host, Minister Brown, also known as Faith Walker. We have an interesting show for you, so just sit back, relax, amen. We hope to empower you in the area of business and finances. We also have a brother who has quite a testimony who will be on here tonight and just share a couple of things about his past and growing and coming to a place of transition, amen. But first of all, any views expressed on this program of our guests or anybody are not necessarily views of Inner Praise Media Group, On the Spot Nathan, or any ministry affiliates. This ministry edifies, build up, encourage individuals through every testimonial past to repent and accept the finished work of Christ, his redeeming blood. With that said, welcome to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. And before we go to our scripture reading, we're going to go into a word of prayer, and then we go to our scripture reading, then we're going to bring on our guest, awesome brother. He's also a friend of mine. I'm talking about Richard Rich Money Archibald, CEO, founder of GQ Palace Radio, amen, also magazine and record label. But before we bring this awesome brother on, I'm going to a word of prayer. We're going to sanctify these lines. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, anoint me, Lord God. Anoint this broadcast, Lord God. We come against every work of the devil, everything that's not like you, God. We release warring angels taking authority by the redeeming blood of Christ against every unclean spirit, Lord God. Every spirit of confusion, doubt, Lord God. We seal every door right now in the name of Jesus. We decree it so in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you sanctify these lines, Lord God, every cell phone, every landline, every internet user, every computer, laptop, every electronic device, Lord God, every smartphone, Lord God, everything, Lord God, come under the subjection and theocracy of Almighty God and His working power of His Holy Spirit. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that you're a God of decency and order. In Jesus' name, Lord God, let your people be empowered tonight, Lord God, in the areas of business, finances, and also, Lord God, for those who have come from darkness to the marvelous light, Lord God. And Lord God, help us to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our scripture reading for tonight, coming from the book of Revelations, chapter 3. It's the epistle to the Laodicean church. And it reads, starting at verse 14, and it reads, "Unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write these things, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy at the gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Before, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice, open the door, and I will come into him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches." Amen and amen. I just finished reading Revelations, amen, the third chapter, 14th verse through the 22nd verse, and we bless God for the hearers and doers of God's eternal word and his holy scriptures. Praise God. Now, at this time, amen, I'm going to bring on this brother, amen. I'm going to bring him on. Like I said, he's a wonderful human being, man, wonderful brother. He's also CEO, founder of GQ Palace Radio, also the record label, online magazine, doing a lot of things, amen. And I also, amen, work a part of his company on Sunday nights with a Crossroad Temple that on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, amen. And we also like to give a special shout-out to Brother K.L. Belvin that had death in his family, lost his mother. So if anybody know a word of prayer, definitely keep him in prayer. And also look him up on Facebook and his company, Braven Publishing. And shout out to all the GQ family members. Amen. But right now we're going to bring on Richard Rich Money Archibald. Brother Rich, you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on, Faith?
What's going on, Rich Money? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Now, one thing, okay, I must mention, we have Crossroad right. Temple from 9 to 10, and we also have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's my mistake. Mm-hmm. Spiritual Sunday comes on. That's with Sister Lavinia Polite, also Minister Weathersby, and Minister Cheryl Miller. They come on
yes.
at 7 o'clock. Definitely check that out. Amen. I know the number is 646-200-3838. That's 646-200-3838. And they just have real talk on there. Share your testimonies on there. A lot of people tune in. So after church, you make sure you check that out 7 o'clock and come on over to the temple at 9. Amen. But Brother Rich, let me get, let's just chat for a little bit. For those who don't know you and everything, don't know everything about you, tell them who Rich Money is. Tell them who Richard Archibald is.
Okay, Richard Archibald is a businessman, a family man, an entrepreneur, a voted husband, mainly somebody that's look out for other people before I look out for myself. You understand? You know, a Baptist man, a gentleman, a loyal man. You know, if it's anything negative, it's not Rich Money.
I know that's right. So listen, you've been in music a very long time. Approximately how many years you've been involved in the entertainment and music field? How long you been involved in that?
Wow. Well, the funny thing is, I've been in music ever since I was 2 years old. My mother got me this Flintstone, I don't know if you remember the little Flintstone record players that was out back then.
Yeah.
You know, that I've been into that. But my uncle is the one who got me really into the music industry when I was 14 years old. You know, I was 14, my uncle got me into, you know, the MCing game and everything, and I've been involved with that. I dealt with somebody, he was a partner of me and this guy named Troy Hill. I don't know if you remember, I don't know if you're from New York or the Bronx, but in the Bronx on the 149th Street, there was a spot called the Savoy Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Troy did a show there and a concert. And they cheated us out the winnings because the guy that did the show, he actually had his wife and his sisters in the show.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And they wound up winning when it was a crowd, you know, you nominated by the crowd, you know, crowd participation and everything. And we got the loudest nomination, you know, the loudest crowd applause, you understand? But he still wound up giving it to his wife and, you know, his sister and long story, man. But over 20 years I've been in the music industry. Over 20 years I've been dealing with music.
Okay. So along the way, you've seen a lot of things. What are some of the things that you've seen out there in the streets? What are some of the things that you've experienced, a lot of the trials and tribulations? And then I want you to also tell us, during all of that, how did you see God moving and all of that, keeping you in the midst of what was going on?
Okay. In the midst of all that was going on, see, when it comes down to the music industry, it's bad to say, but you have a lot of snakes and you have a lot of people that backstab, you understand?
Right.
Now, it was
right.
one time where I was dealing with Robert Hill from Sakia and Profile. At this time, he had Eric B. and Rakim on his label and King's Son, you understand? So, you know, everything was going and, you know, he was giving me the money, but it was like no performances was going on. I'm like, you know, I don't want your money. I want to get out there. I want to perform. And remind you, like I said, he had Eric B. and Rakim, and he also had King's Son on his label. Meanwhile, Eric B. and Rakim didn't even have none. They was working on something at the time, and he didn't even put them out yet. Nor did he put King's Son out at that present time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it was, I stuck by him because I was like a loyal person. So I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm going to stick by him. But it came to the point, it was 3 years later, you know, and nothing's going on. So I was like, well, you know, I want a release from the label. He wouldn't give me a release. He would not give me a release. And, you know, it's bad. And that's why they say God works in mysterious ways. You know, me and a friend went over there, you know, talked to him, whatever, blase, blase. You know, back then there was a lot of things going on. And, you know, he finally gave us the release, you know. And it just so happened, after Robert Hill gave me the release, I met somebody named B. Montgomery. That's why I say God works in mysterious ways. I met B. Montgomery. But the funny thing about this here now is I'm doing shows, but I ain't getting no money. So I was on cable TV, you know, we went to the world, did a video with the world and everything. So it came to the point where I'm like, all right, I'm dealing with B. Montgomery. I'm not getting no money, but I'm getting shows, you know.
Right.
And people wasn't always getting a fan base, too. Because the first my first show was at Sweetwaters on 97th and Amsterdam Avenue. This was back then. So I'm telling B. Montgomery, I'm like, you know, ain't no money coming in now. You know, I'm doing the shows for you. I got people coming, but you're not giving me no money.
Right, right.
So she agreed. She was like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to let you go. You know, you want to go, I'll let you go. It's not a problem, such and such. I'm like, okay. It came down to the fact of it again. God works in mysterious ways. I kept going. I met a guy named Derek from Too Hot Records. You understand? Now that I met Derek from Too Hot Records, everything seemed to be going good now. You understand? Because now I'm dealing with Kevy Kev. He's Dougie Fresh DJ. You know, I'm dealing with Rob Swinger, Chub Rock DJ. I'm dealing with Jay Michaels, Babyface cousin. So I'm like, you know, everything seemed to be going around the board and everything. And, you know, at some point you want to give up on it all.
You know what I mean?
But it was something in my heart, in my mind, like, this is what I want to do, so I'm going to keep striving. Something went wrong with that. Come to find out, his independent label didn't make it to where he wanted to make it.
Not to cut you off. But along the way, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Brother Davon last night, because y'all both been, you know, in the industry like that. Did any along the way, was there anybody that was in the industry, maybe a singer or a group member, that would kind of tell you about God, that would tell you, Rich, man, we need to take another path, or maybe just might have said a scripture or something that might have just did a quick spark or made a plant a seed back then?
You see, me, I'm different. There wasn't nobody telling me about God because I already believe in God. So I ain't need nobody to tell me about him. You understand? I'm going by my vibes. I know I'm a God's child, so that's what I'm going by. What anybody else had to say was irrelevant to me. And they talking, you know, I'm doing what I have to do for me. You understand? Me and mine. You know, if somebody came to me and talked about God, then yes, I would understand it. But you have to realize, back in those days in the industry, they was mainly out there, you know, sending messages and everything, but they believed in God, but they wasn't talking about God back then.
No, they wasn't. Yeah, you're right.
You know, there was nobody actually talking about the Lord back then. Everybody believed in the Lord. And, you know, you say amen, God bless, and everything like that. But as far as quoting scriptures and everything, in hip-hop, then they wasn't doing that.
That's right.
You understand what I mean? So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, Rakim talked to me about this. Chuck Rock DJ talked to me about this. You know, Dougie Fresh DJ said this to me about the Lord, because no. And I'm pretty sure you heard the song, The Roof Is On Fire.
Right, right.
Okay, and the request line, DJ, please. Okay. For instance, another pioneer, Charlie D. You understand? He was with Scott and the Dynamic Three. They made that song. I did a remix for them. Just to put it back to the question you asked, no, they never talked about the Lord. You understand? People was into doing their music, you know. Everybody believed in the Lord, but nobody actually sat there and was like, well, Rich, you know, if the Lord such and such, you know, if you believe in the Lord, then everything going to go through and make it where it's supposed to be and such and such. I didn't need nobody to tell me that.
So
the Lord
did you
going
witness,
find a way for me.
Did you ever witness, like, somebody who you might have known in the game and they just stop and be like, you know what, why you stop? I said, well, you know, I'm going to church. I'm getting my life together. You know, I feel the Lord has called me for something better than this or something like that. Was there ever a situation where you might have seen that? If nobody had said that to you, maybe you seen somebody like, hey, why you left? Oh, he in the church now. You ever witnessed one of those situations?
In the industry, well, as far as in the industry, let me tell you, you got Easy Mo B, who was with the Treacherous Three. I met him not too long ago. All right? He's a Christian, if that's mainly what you're stating. You know, he's a Christian that actually went into the Lord, and, you know, he was with Homo D and L.A. Sunshine. He switched up, and he went to Christian and started doing Christian music. You understand? Now, we talk about further ahead, but now we talk about back then. You understand?
Back then.
And it's the same thing as I told you the first time. There's nobody that I could sit here and say that went from doing hip-hop to going to the Lord. Everybody believed in the Lord, yes. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, okay, well, L.A. Sunshine, I talked to him, and yes, he's in the Lord now. He said he's doing this with the Lord, and they doing that with the Lord. Because my main concern is not what they doing with the Lord. It's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You understand? So what they doing is irrelevant to me. You understand? We, you know, I'm there for their help and all that. You understand? But, like, if they was on an interview and you asked them, well, was there anybody, like, Rich Money that went to that? They're going to tell you the same thing. They're going to say, well, you know, what Rich Money did, that's what he did. I'm not worried about what Rich Money's doing. I got to worry about what I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying? Which boils down to all that. Go ahead.
So right about this time, was there any family members that was – that you had kind of looked up to around this time? You're young, in the Bronx, music, everything. Was there anybody that played, like, a significant role where you considered, like, a mentor or maybe, you know, on that level there?
Yes, did that into the music? Yes, like I was saying from before, my uncle, Reginald Cooper, he the one who got me into the music. You understand? Now, back then, I was in a church choir. Well, that was a long time ago back then. You understand? And things happen, you know. You make that wrong turn sometimes, and the devil tries to lead you in the wrong path. You understand? Well, I thank the Lord about, too, is for waking up in the morning, and I thank him for my fiance, who I'm actually with. You understand? Because just January 25th of this year, I got baptized. And that's why I say the Lord works in mysterious ways, because if I wouldn't have met her, who's to say GQ Palace would have been performed? Who to say I would have even when it got baptized? You understand what I mean? No, and she's my soulmate, my best friend. You understand? She's there when I need her. You know, it's no, and you got a lot of people that says in relationships you got arguments and you got fuss. You got her main thing is pray to the Lord, and that's what I started doing. You understand? Not saying I stopped. It was every now and then, but then it comes to the point where you don't have to pray on only Sundays. You can pray every day to the Lord.
That's
the point she put me at.
So the reason why I brought you on this show is because you coming from deep in the music industry. I mean, you wasn't locally or regionally. You are in the industry. Am I right? I mean, you are literally in the industry. You're deep in the industry, and now you get baptized and you're making this transition. And the Lord is leading you and guiding you from just taking steps in the direction where Jesus is the way. What are some of the things that you've encountered along your transition? Just, okay, from being one type of dude and then now you're gaining wisdom in a lot of different areas. What are some of the things that maybe people who are listening, you know, okay, coming from the streets and everything and in the industry, what are some of the things that maybe you can tell them about as you begin to transition?
Let me put it like this. Even though I came from the street, doesn't mean I wasn't still worshiping the Lord. You understand? Just because I did things, you understand, the Lord guides you in a way, in a straight path. You have that devil that takes you on another level. And like, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So if people want to doubt me before what I did in the past, then that's where they need to stay, in my past.
That's right.
You understand? Now, as far as you saying making a transaction is things you've done in the street, just because people do things in the street, just, you know, that don't mean that they ignorant or they arrogant. You know, the devil have ways of getting to people. You understand? But when you get that feeling that you know something is wrong, you understand? And the Lord is telling you, all right, well, listen, well, this right here, what you're doing ain't right. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I did a lot of stuff in the past. And I thank the Lord that I'm alive today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You understand? Well,
you know, I'm in the same boat with you. Amen.
You understand? I thank the Lord that I'm alive today and everything. But my thing as well is, as far as me being in the music industry,
mm-hmm.
you understand? I thank the Lord for me being here. You know, guiding me in that direction. But I have to thank my fiance for putting me in that direction as well. You understand? Because as you said, in the music industry, I created the form, the business GQ Palace to help other up-and-coming artists, models, and all of them that's going in that wrong direction to lead
that's
them
right.
in the right direction.
That's right.
So that's why GQ Palace was formed. And that's where I figured that the Lord had put me and my fiance in that direction. You understand? To show me exactly which way to go with everybody.
So
that's why
I
from the streets, from the streets, you can't say that, okay, because this person did this at that time for the streets, that they still didn't have the Lord on their mind. You know, people do things that have the Lord. You got people that's killing their loved ones. You understand?
That's right.
You understand? But it's the devil in them. But as they come back to life, they say, "Oh Lord, what have I done?"
Mhm. Well, you know, I'm totally with you because if we do our history, you look in the history books, you got Nat Turner, who went throughout during slavery time. He killed a bunch of Caucasians and stuff. But he had this revelation. He said that the Lord told him to get away from the people that was oppressing him. And he gathered a bunch of black folks, and he went forth, I think, areas throughout Virginia and so forth like that, and we just, you know, killed a couple of folks and stuff like that because he was being oppressed and things like that nature. So, you know, and then there's people who've gotten saved and heard the voice of the Lord while getting high, because they tap into that, you know, they tap into that demonic realm and stuff, and then they actually see the devil that they're yielding themselves to in that realm, and then they find the Lord is there. So I definitely concur with you saying on that. I definitely concur with you saying on that. But how did you come up with the name of your company, GQ Palace? How did you come up with that name?
Well, that's funny you should ask that, because at first it was GQ. I was on Facebook one day, and I put up a question. And I put up GQ for general question.
Mm-hmm.
That's what GQ was meant to stand for, general question. But when I put it up, I got like 50 comments back on it. So I was like, wow, okay. The next day I tried it again. I put up a question. I came up with a question. I put GQ, general question. Put it up now. Mm-hmm. The next thing I got 90 response on it. So I was like, okay, GQ. General question. So at that time, I was just doing a collage where you ask questions and get feedback and everything on it. And what happened was, as I was walking towards Fordham Road one day, I seen something that says Golden Palace, because you got to realize GQ is a common name. You got the GQ magazine, which is the G and the Q. You understand? So I figured I spell mine's GEEQUE. But come to find out, everybody had that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to the Fordham Road, I seen something that said Golden Palace. And that's where I was like, okay, GQ Palace. That's how GQ Palace came about. And that's where the name came from.
Okay. Well, before we go to our break and we do one song and come back, but I want to ask you a question. How did y'all go about Spiritual Sunday? Tell me about that program. How did
you come up
with that idea? Because y'all literally changed Sundays on internet radio. Y'all kind of changed the way people listen to internet radio on Sundays. Tell me about that.
You know what? Spiritual Sunday, he was actually in Riverhead one day. And me and my fiance, my executive producer, we was talking, and we thought of something to have going on Sunday, like a church, not a church, but like where people could call in and get their testimony and everything like that. And what happened was I came up with the name Spiritual Sunday. You know, for people, you know, when they come out of church, they still could be, still have, you know, ministers and them talk to them about the Lord as well as on the phone.
Mm.
And what happened was my fiance, like I said, she's go to church faithfully, you know, Unity Baptist Church in Long Island and everything. And she had did that first show. And when she did it, it was just like, wow, okay, Spiritual Sunday is now Lavina Polite. Because what she talked about and how she went about speaking upon the Lord and, you know, people calling in and she giving her advice and, you know, letting them know about everything, you know, it was just like a groundbreaking, like, explosion. Like, I wasn't expecting it, to be truthful. Spiritual Sunday was something that she had in her mind. I just came up with the name. See, that's what you do when you're together with somebody. Y'all both collaborate on certain things and get it together.
Right.
It was her idea, but it was my name. And the thing about it is, when she hosted, it was just remarkable the way she did it, because I didn't even know she could do it.
So let me ask you something.
Spiritual Sunday came about.
So let me ask you something. So, in your courtship, was you in the church first, or how did that work out? Was you in the church first, or, you know, in Christ first? Did you get saved first, or was she saved first? And then who shined the light on who, or, you know, how did that work?
She was saved first. But, you know, I'm pretty sure she'll call in. If you want to ask her upon that level, that's something you should ask her. You understand, but she was saved first. You understand? She brought me into the church.
Oh, wow.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I was doing stuff back then. I mean, I'm talking about when I was only like maybe 13 or 14, that's when I was in the church choir. After that, you know, it was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to stop everything. You understand? And just this year, you know, I got baptized. But when I met her.
Wow.
2 years ago, she was already going to church, and she brought me into the church. You understand? And it was just the whole atmosphere of just looking, and, you know, there's chills, and I'm like, wow. You understand? This is how long I haven't been in a church. I heard a church choir, hear a pastor preach, you understand? Excuse me, hear a pastor preach, you know, just looking at a Bible. You understand? She got me into that where, okay, you know, the Lord is here for you. You understand? Because you got to realize, when you go through so much hard times and stuff, at one point, sometimes you do think, okay, why am I being treated like this? Lord, why am I being treated like this? But if you're not getting down on your knees and you're not praying, you're not letting them know what's going on, that's upon you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You understand?
That's right.
He could see what's going on, and he knows what's going on, but sometimes you have to ask in order to receive. You understand what I'm saying? So, yes, that's what I love by the death. She's the one who got me into the church system, had me going to church, got me baptized. And it just so happens, now all the kids are getting baptized.
Wow. That's just awesome. That just goes to show, like a lot of brothers that are listening, and be sure to press 1 if you want to get in. If you want to ask anything, we're going to get into the conversation about, business tips for your business and things of that nature after the break. But it just goes to show you how important it is to have somebody there for you, a spouse, whether it's a woman or sisters, having that man, having a person when you can't even see, they can see for you, and you can see the God in them, that the light may shine on your life and have an impact on your life. So I thank God that she was able to be a living, as we say, a living epistles in the scripture. She was able to be a Bible for you. You know what I mean?
And
I think when a lot of people don't know about you or her is that she was able to shine that light, and that's just remarkable, because a lot of sisters are not doing that these days. I will say that a lot of sisters
right.
are not doing that. The Bible says I just want to say the Bible says a wise woman build a house, but a foolish woman pluck it down with her hands. Go ahead, brother.
And I want to say, you know, everybody love her, because now that's why Spiritual Sunday is so good, because now we got Minister Weathersby. He open in prayer. You know, that's why I say God sends you people for a reason. We got Minister Cheryl Miller. She's closing in prayer. You understand? So, you know, when you meet people like that, that you know is by your side, you know there's nothing that could go wrong with you. You know, not thank God for, you know, the whole GQ Palace family, you understand, and everybody that's affiliated with GQ Palace, as yourself with Crossroad Temple, you understand? You know, like I always say, God works in mysterious ways. And, you know, like I say, I don't thank the Lord only on Sundays no more. I thank him every day.
That's right. Listen, we're sitting here with Richard Rich Money Archibald, founder of GQ Palace. Also a dear friend of mine, is also a CEO businessman, got the record label, also got the online magazine. He's doing a lot of big things. Definitely an awesome man to connect with. We're going to go to a break right now, but when we come back, we'll be asking him about business and going to the next level. 347-945-5416, and you can press 1. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
And turn away.
Amen, amen. You are back on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. That was last week's guest, Stacy Weaver, the artist, amen, on Cityside Records. He was on here last week. That's his song, I Repent. That's one of our most requested songs on this mantle. People always ask, can you play that song again? It always brings tears, amen. But we got CEO, founder of GQ Palace Radio, Richard Rich Money Archibald, businessman, entrepreneur. We have a call on the line right now. We're going to bring him right on. We have Elder Magwood. Man of God, are you there?
Hey, man. Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Oh, we blessed. Okay. We blessed. We blessed. We know you're a busy man of God, so we thank you for joining us on the mantle.
Amen. It's truly a blessing. Amen. It's truly a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, the floor is all yours, Elder. We got Richard Archibald, Rich Money here. Any questions?
Amen, amen. Amen, Brother Rich. How you doing?
Okay, and yourself?
Oh, bless the Lord, all is well, all is well. Definitely want to thank God for the opportunity to get on the call with you, brother. Glory to God. Fantastic thing that you got going on here, you know, an opportunity to get out and share. And the person like myself sitting here that's receiving it, you know, I thank God for it. You know, glory to God. And, you know, I truly speak blessings upon you both, glory to God, as well as the host, glory to God. You know, in all your endeavors. But as you were speaking, glory to God, a question raised up in my spirit. And I'm sure you probably get this question a lot. And my question would be, you know, what do you say, or what would you say? Or shall I say, what advice do you give to young, you know, people that's pursuing, you know, young artists, let's put it that way, young artists that's pursuing a career, whether it's in the secular part, as far as, you know, the industry, or even in the gospel part of the industry, what would be the first, some good words of advice that you would give to them?
Well, first I would have to tell them, you have to believe in yourself and believe in God. You understand?
Yeah.
You have to be focused. You can't let nobody steer you in the right, in the wrong direction. Because you got some people out here that see you going in that right direction, and they get that jealousy. You understand? And, you know, jealousy and misery loves company. And they'll try to steer you in that wrong direction, especially if they know you got something good going on. My thing to them would be stay focused, believe in God, believe in yourself, and don't let nobody steer you in the wrong direction. Because if you let them steer you in that wrong direction, you have nobody to blame but yourself. So keep your mind focused on everything you're doing and just keep looking straight. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Just look straight ahead and never look back. Never look back.
Amen, amen. Oh, and let me ask you this. So specifically, they were designed to go into the secular part versus into the gospel part. Would you encourage them in that area to follow it out, or how would you handle that situation?
Oh, yes, I would encourage them to go in that era.
of course I would encourage them to go in that era. You understand? Because there's no one larger than that man above.
That's
understand?
Right.
So I would encourage them more to go into that gospel era than to that music industry era with the hip-hop and the R&B. You understand? Because to me, you'll get more and more true satisfaction and more support out of that gospel. You understand?
That's right.
Than you will
That's
out
right.
of that hip-hop.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
So I would enforce them to go more towards the gospel. You know, let the Lord guide you in that way, in that right way. You understand? I'm not saying you got to leave it alone, but if you're planning on going in that gospel and you have a choice between that gospel and that hip-hop, go with that gospel.
Amen, amen.
You're going to have true supporters right there supporting you for gospel.
Amen, amen, amen.
And what a lot of people don't realize is when you do hip-hop, you can't be 47, 48 doing hip-hop anyway. And that's what they try to realize. You understand? You're an old man. You got responsibilities now. Your hip-hop days is over. But if you gospel, you could go on and you could go on and you could go on. You understand?
Yeah.
There's no limit to gospel.
That's
what a lot of them don't realize. There's no limit to gospel. So you can make that gospel music as much as you want. You understand? As long as you're speaking the word of the Lord, it's going to come to you and it's going to keep coming to you. You understand? And that's what's going to build you up more.
Amen, amen. I'm glad you answered that way. And I'm going to tell you why I asked you that. And, you know, as a minister of the gospel, and when I speak to people, not necessarily for desire to enter, you know, the music industry or just for whatever they desire to do in life, I find that a lot of people, a lot of, you know, people in the church world, I say it that way, they spend a lot of time discouraging people that, and being dream killers rather than builders, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that because as you were speaking, I can tell that you understand it a little differently. And what I do, and I encourage all leaders as well, is you don't never want to be a dream killer. You know, if anything, you give them wisdom in whatever they do, or give them wisdom in whatever direction they take. And at least by giving them wisdom, you have the opportunity to minister to them again. You know, versus just letting them go out there to get a headshot, if you will, and then you don't have the opportunity to minister again because they have set themselves up for destruction. So that's truly a blessing, glory to God, that you feel that way. I feel passionately about that, and as I mentor young people, and even when I preach across the pulpit, you know, I encourage young people, and we know we all always young until that age where we want to do everything and rip and run, you know what I mean? And today I see a lot of people that spend a lot of time fighting against them to not go and not realizing what they're doing is simply pushing them. You know what I mean? It really makes you feel good to hear you say that. And glory to God, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? To give them, you know, guidance and give them encouragement. Not only that, when they know that you support them in that area, they don't mind coming to you to talk to you about things that they wouldn't normally talk to anybody else who's killing their dreams. Amen? Amen.
Exactly.
So that's a
Amen.
Blessing, brother. And I'm glad to hear that, man. And I'm definitely going to check out your Sunday night radio show. Amen. Glory to God. Looking forward to that. Glory to God. I thank God for your attention to coming out tonight. Glory to God. And like the brother said, I'm a very busy guy. Actually, I'm on my cell phone now. I'm just coming back from a 35-mile drive, you know, taking care of my business. But I thank God, you know what I mean? Well, you know, our God and allow man to make these technical devices, glory to God, that we can use and get the word even on the world.
Amen.
You know what, brother? I just want to interject because you said something very profound about, you know, he would, like he said, I encourage people to stay with gospel, but I feel like also if you're anointed and you're called by God and you got God on the inside of you, then what good is it going to do if I got it in the church and I'm preaching to everybody who is saved? And I don't never go outside of church, you know. Why did God give me His Spirit in the first place? It is so that I can take that power and go out to the Lord. Now the minute you go out there among people who ain't saved, or maybe a brother like Rich going into the industry, and he's shining by his lifestyle. He may not throw scriptures on every scripture that he said. He may not throw scriptures on every word he say like I do, but the life he lives. They say, you know what? I remember back in the days, man, he used to be quick to maybe bust his gun, or maybe he used to do this or do that. And now they see him, hey, why you ain't? And then a dude that's out in the street, they might be like, you know what? Why you ain't like that no more? And then now the door is open where they can freely accept the gospel, because now they now he's not trampling the pearl underneath their feet.
Come
you know
on,
what I'm saying? Now they're not trampling underneath the feet. But the problem with a lot of church people, they see you congregate. That's what the problem they have with Jesus. He sat at the table with publicans and sinners. And then you have people like the Pharisees, a couple scriptures later, they talking about, well, your master do this and that. And then Jesus is like, you know what? The publicans and the harlots will enter into heaven before you do. You know what I mean? The people that you think ain't got God in them, you know what? They got a little bit more God in them than you do. You know what I mean? And so I think it's very important, because the Bible says he that wins the soul must be wise. We must be wise, man. And I think, I remember when I was young in my walk, I used to do a whole lot of cutting folk and just sitting there and let them bleed. But you know, when you know better, you do better. And so now you know that Paul, he sat among Jews. He was assigned to the Gentiles, but he went to the Jews. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, it just, you know, we got to pray for them that lack that understanding. And that's why there's people that have these certain views about the church. So we just got to pray for them.
Amen.
I just want to interject on that. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. But, Brother Rich, you're doing an awesome job, man, just by the life you live. And people who know you out there in the industry and in the streets, and just that know you personally, definitely just we salute you, man, from the transition and just your evolving period. Because there's a lot of things that I see that you do that we don't even talk about on the air, but there's things that I know that you do that I don't even have to say, that people, you know what I mean? It's things that I know personally and that you've made adjustments in, and I just salute you and with Sister Lavina, what y'all doing, because y'all help a lot of people in Jesus' name.
And you know, that's mainly what GQ College is about as well, you know, to help people out. You understand? Our main focus is like I've been through the music industry, so I know exactly what some people go through, you know, the fact of, you understand, people selling them dreams, you understand? All right, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you. I'm not going to sell you dreams. If I could do it, I'm going to let you know I could do it. If I can't do it, I'm going to tell you I can't do it. You understand? But I'm going to try my best to get you. We're going to, GQ Power is going to try their best as well to get you out there.
That's right.
You understand? I don't like to say me, because it's not me. GQ Palace is a family, so that's why I consider it us, ours. You understand?
That's right.
Because GQ Palace is not just me. I'll be nowhere without the help of my fiance, you know, hosts like yourself, and team.
I think we got a caller, Brother Rich.
Okay.
I think we got a caller. Caller, you're on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. May I have your name, please?
This is T.
Oh,
how you doing,
Sister T? She's going to live a long time. Didn't I just say her name?
I just want to call, show some love to my CEO, my boss, my best friend, my little brother, my GQ family. I've known Rich Money for quite some time now. He's helped me through a lot of things. I know he's a man of God. Lavina Polite, the executive producer, my little sister. And I just want to show some love. Faith Walker, you've been there for me as well. And I just want to tell you, Rich and Faith, keep up the good work. Do your work that God has appointed you all to do, and I will do the same. I love you guys.
Amen. Love you too.
Love you too. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. All right. I think we got another caller, Richard. The lines are flooded right now. Caller, I believe we got another caller. Caller, you're on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program with Rich Money, Archibald. May I have your name, please?
Hi, it's Lavina.
Ah,
Lavina.
You kid like my lovely fiance. There she go.
Spiritual Sunday in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Sis, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying the interview.
Hey, we're enjoying it.
Okay.
Definitely enjoying it. I was asking your fiance earlier. I mean, it's just phenomenal first of all, I just really salute you, because it's very rarely, I mean, like the elder that just called, I mean, he has a testimony as well, but and I mean, you do as well, because you shine that light. God used you to shine that light on this man of God, Rich Money, and just really, you know, I just really salute that, because a lot of people don't know that part about y'all, that, you know, God really used you to be a living epistle in his life and allow him to make a lot of adjustments. And that just really nothing but God coming from where God brought him from, even when he was with him, even in the midst of everything, you know. So how do you feel about all of that? That what God is doing in your relationship?
I feel great. I feel like he, you know, he speaks to everyone in different ways, and my relationship, you know, with God has allowed me to, you know, come to Rich, and it was by faith that we even met, you know, and just us meeting alone and then just speaking to him and, you know, listening to everything that he's been through, you know, there was, you know, something, you know, about him that I felt that, okay, this right here, he needs to just have an open mind, you know, and accept God. And when I spoke to him about it, I just kept bringing him to church. And then I said to him, you're going to get saved? You know, he's like, yeah, I'm going to get baptized. I'm like, all right, good. And then over time, it was just like, you ready? And he's like, yeah, I'm ready, you know. When he accepted, I was like, yes, this right here is where you need to be, you know,
right.
In life, you know, like he said, you know, the people that he was around, you know, they would say, you know, God bless, and, you know, they would pray and everything. But my thing was, you know, for Rich, is that it's okay for you to pray every day and not just on Sunday. You know, you have to have that open mind. And once you learn to trust God with everything, then you'll be able to really, when you pray, then you'll really understand the concept of your praying. You know, when you say God bless, you'll really understand the concept behind it. So once he said yes, it was just faith from there on. And, you know, I'm excited, and I'm always excited. You know, I'm excited that he actually said, you know, yes, and he's been, you know, doing things God's way, not Rich's way, but God's way.
Right.
I think that transition is wonderful for him. And with that, you know, being done, I believe that, you know, God's opening up doors, you know, for him and for us, you know, and GQ Palace, you know, as a family, that some people didn't even think was going to happen, you know, but by having faith and just being fully committed, this is what God does to you.
Well, Rich Money, I'm gonna ask you, you and both, y'all both on the line now, so I got you both on here now. But amen, I'm gonna ask a question, amen, that everybody wants to know, amen. When is it gonna be official, amen? When is the date, amen?
We're definitely gonna do it. It should definitely be this year. Last year, you know, we were supposed to have got married, but I wound up getting sick, and you know.
And mom got sick.
Things happened, and my mother-in-law got sick, and then Lavina got sick, and so it's like, you know, we're trying to work it out for this year.
I see y'all been counting a lot of warfare. Y'all been going through a lot of warfare that been trying to keep y'all from getting married. Seems like every time you know you get sick or she'll get sick. When y'all a power couple like that, you know stuff bound to happen when y'all a power couple like that.
But
with everything happening, you know, the way that it, you know, happened, you know, to me that just let, you know, us know that it wasn't time, you know. It wasn't, to me, I believe in my heart that it wasn't time. It was a lot of the way that we want to do it, you know, and the way we feel it should be done, you know, the obstacles that we were facing, you know, those were obstacles that were fate. They weren't just something that happened out of the blue. You know, it was something that was destined and that was going to happen regardless. It was beyond my control and his control, you know. So,
wow.
You know, now things are definitely, you know, better, and we're at a better place, you know, together.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
You know, we've been ready since we met, but doing it God's way, you know, that's the only way to do it, and we need need to, you know, order our steps, you know, accordingly. And when he says it's right, it's time, it's time.
You know what, Sister Levine, I already had respect for you and Rich Money. I got a whole nother respect for y'all because y'all came on here and y'all just been straight real. I mean, y'all been just straight real. And we have a lot of leaders. Don't kid yourself. We have a lot of leaders tuning in tonight, amen. And, I mean, just the realness and the transparency that y'all displaying, man, it's remarkable, you know, because people have this thing of being like, well, you know, I got it all together, you know, I have arrived, and you can't come to God like that. You have to come to God knowing that He's going to shape and mold us. He's going to take away things that are out of order. He's going to put this thing in place how he wants it to be to get the best results possible for us to bear the best fruit. So that's definitely remarkable. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. We have the executive producer, Spiritual Sunday, Sister Lavina Polite. We also have the CEO of GQ Palace Radio, Rich Money Archibald. Amen. He's also an entrepreneur. But I want to ask you, amen, a business question. How can, I mean, you came through some decades, I mean, of doing business, being in the industry. How do you constantly maintain, evolve with the times? You know, we know God is keeping you, but how do you stay fresh in 2013?
Well, you see, one thing about it is I was in the industry, but I never left out of it. You understand? Mm-hmm. I still kept up with everything that was going on in the music, still kept up to the dates and everything was being played. You know, what's the latest music out? You understand? So what I did was my mind was mainly focused on helping people out in the new millennium. You understand? Because after the last situation, you understand, it was like, I really was like, oh, you know what, I give up. You understand? There's no more else that I could do. You understand? You know, I started doing mixtapes, you understand? Because that's how much music I was in. You know, not only the fact of being an artist, I started doing mixtapes, you understand? I started going to shows and everything. So the main thing I mainly focused on was the new millennium. I was just listening to what everybody was listening to. You understand? And letting it all dissolve inside, and it all get inside me. You understand? So when I came out with GQ Palace, the main thing was to hear everybody that's out now. Because you got a lot of artists that's out now that got real good music. You got some artists out here that don't got good music and can't accept the criticism.
All right, now.
You understand? That's the bad thing about it. You got artists that can't accept. If you can't accept criticism, you're not an artist. That's rule number one of being an artist. If you can't accept the criticism, you will not make it.
That's
I don't
right.
care how good you think your music is or whatever it is. I don't care if they put your music on the radio today and you go in that ear and somebody criticizes you like, well, you're going to lose out on everything right there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, but me, man, my main thing was just to keep everything inside and see what's going on. Like focus on everything that's going around me right now, all the music that I'm listening to. Because I was always into music. Like I said, since I was 2 years old, so I was always into music. You understand? Watch the station, see what's going on. Okay, well, what's going on? What's the artist out right now that's hot? All right, let me pull in some of his material right now and listen to it and see where we at in this music business. You understand? And a lot of people don't do that. They just go with what they got. Like if you were in the 90s, Biggie Smalls, they stay with Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls. You know, I like Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? But as time go on, I'm going to go with what's going on. I'm not going to stay stuck with Biggie Smalls. Mm-hmm. That don't mean I ain't going to go back and listen to Biggie Smalls or be like, yeah, that's my best artist. I love Biggie Smalls, but I'm still going to encounter what's going on right now in the music industry. And that was mainly what I did to stay, you know, up to par. Like I said, it would have never been no GQ Palace without Lavina. Because I had asked, I said, yo, I want to start a radio station. She was like, oh, go ahead. I was like, oh, you know, I'm not sure about it. She was like, go ahead, start it. You know, I think you could do it. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. You know, I'm like, you know, my mind is like, you know, it was the point of so much had happened. If she wouldn't have gave me that extra push and that, I probably wouldn't even start a GQ Palace. we wouldn't have started GQ Palace. Let me put it like that. But as far as the question, that's how the millennium is, you know, as far as staying present to the music thing that's going on now.
Oh, man, this is wonderful. A lot of people saying they're being blessed by this interview right now. We got the CEO, Richard Rich Money Archibald, CEO of GQ Palace. Definitely call in if you got any questions. If you're a business owner and you're trying to take your business to the next level, or you're an artist, or you're in the gospel industry, however, this is the time for you to call. Or maybe God is dealing with you on some areas of your life, in business, finances. Let this man, he has that knowledge. So if this is the time and you think God has been dealing with you in those areas, you call and you ask this man right now. He can tell you a lot of things. Trust me. 347-945-5416. Amen. Ladies, we got Sister Lavina Polite here, Spiritual Sunday Executive Producer. She can definitely impart some jewels into you and tell you a lot of things. So definitely, you know, we have about 15 minutes left on our broadcast, so definitely this is the time to get your questions in. Amen.
Yeah, you know, also, I'm also an executive producer of Nonstop Media.
You have so many doggone companies.
Yeah, you know, we got
you
the
got
GQ
so many
Palace
companies,
Radio,
man.
We got GQ Palace Magazine, we got GQ Palace Record Label about to go on a rise. You know, we're affiliated with Nonstop Media. Like, we got the event coming up with Coco Chanel, Hot 97 and everything. You know, so we're doing a lot of things. And, you know, it's the point of, like I said, just helping everybody out. You understand? But the magazine ain't really, the magazine is really Lavina's baby, because she's the one that actually thought about the magazine. Which is a funny story, because as I started GQ Palace, somebody, you know, I don't want to mention no names or nothing, you know, they asked me to go into their magazine. So I was like, okay, you know, I'll be putting in magazine. I said, sure. So Lavina was like, well, he wants you to go into his magazine, you know, such and such. I was like, all right, yeah, guy, send him a bio, you know, what pictures he wants, you know, put me in the magazine. So when he did the magazine, she was like, babe, I don't like this. I don't like the way this looks. So I'm like, what you mean like the way it looks? So I seen it, and I was like, I'm like, you know, it do look kind of, you know. So she was like, I want to start a magazine for GQ Palace. So I was like, well, go ahead. So come to find out, when she started the magazine, right, the first people that she put in the magazine were the first ones that we had on the show, which was Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. And that was one of the magazines, and we showed it to him. And he was like, oh, wow, she is serious with this magazine. You understand? Mm. And it just so happened that the magazine started getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we actually have people that's like, oh, you know, after the show, I want to get put in the magazine. Can you put me in your magazine? Can you put me in your magazine? You understand? So the magazine is really her baby. You understand? I call that her baby because the radio station, you know, is my baby. The magazine, her baby. Record label, both eyes, you understand? But we both always say we as a family, because that's what GQ Palace is. It's ours.
Okay, another thing that you do, you also, because I know you're a businessman, you're doing 100 things right now while you're doing this interview. You also manage artists too. I mean,
well,
you got all these companies, and you got time to manage artists too?
No, see, let me wait. Okay, see, that's what I want to put out there. A lot of artists ask me to manage them, but I tell them, I say, I can't manage you because I got so much going on. But when you manage an artist, you have to put your all into that artist. And see, that's
right.
What I mean by I don't sell dreams to artists or whatever. What I do is, I book shows. You understand? So let's say, like Super Lover C, Anaya Armstead, Bo Bastic, Aries Marquise. You understand? We own GQ Palace is on over 15 different websites. You understand? So I will put an email blast out. We put an email blast out. Now you got somebody. Let's say you, for instance, you was a promoter. Now you see the link. Oh, okay. Anaya Armstead. I want to book her. They will call me and I'll book the show for them. You know, we do it like that. So it's not like I'm managing them. It's also a promotional status. You understand? Just like the mix CD. We put out a CD of the artist that comes on the show, listen to the music, do the CD, and put it and send it out tri-state. You understand? As I said, GQ Palace, we do a lot of things, but I always tell an artist I can't manage you because I can't give you my all. And if I can't give you my all, then I'm not gonna sit here and waste your time and my time.
That's right.
You understand? Now, if it came down to GQ Palace became this real big corporation and I know I got the time, then yeah, okay, well, listen, I'm going to manage you. I got the time, you know, help you out here, help you out there. But one thing I don't do is I don't sell artists' dreams. Because I've been there and I know what that's like. I've been there and I've done that. And there's only one person that I could say that I wasn't sure that I should have stayed with, but like God works in mysterious ways. It was Jeff Robinson. I went to him and let him hear my CD and everything. And he was like, oh, I like what you're doing, you know. I'm going to get back with you. I'm just working with a female. Let me finish working with this female, and I'm going to get back with you. But as me being young and being through so much, I was like, I'm not waiting for him. Forget Jeff. The female he was working with was Alicia Keys. So it was like, you know, like I said, everything works in mysterious ways. You know, God got his way of doing things. You understand? So maybe that's why I didn't stay with him. You know, who's to know what would have happened? You know, but I'm not mad at how my life turned out, how everything, you know, fell in its place. You understand? I'm very happy, you understand, how everything fell in its place.
Mm.
You know, I wouldn't have met the people I know now. I wouldn't be with who the love of my life now, you know? Well, who say I'd be on this radio, on this air, on the air right now? You understand?
So let me ask you something.
For a reason.
So let me ask you something as we get ready to wrap this up. What are some of the things that you have learned over the years, and if you can sum it all up to that young man or that young lady that's listening and they really going through something right now, and they say, look, I'm broke, I don't know what to do, I don't got nothing but a dream or vision. How do you encourage that person right now?
I would tell them, don't give up. Don't give up. You know, if you have a dream, proceed with your dream, you know. They say when you give up on your dream, it's like letting go of your life, you understand? Like, my dream was to be an artist, you understand? Be out there, perform. I'm not an artist, but I'm still in the music industry pursuing my dream, you understand? So you got to take it as let me go the route I need to go at and proceed on. If you have a dream, proceed with your dream. Don't let nobody stop you from proceeding with your dream. You understand? Because dreams come true. You know, not might hit the lot or everything, but realistic, if you into music or you into literature, you into poetry, an author, a model, a comedian, and that's what you want to do, you're going to get those ups and downs. You're going to get those heartbreaks. You're going to get that monkey on your back. But it's up to you to keep proceeding and knock it off. Now, here's a story that I could tell you. Chris Rock was actually on a comedian show, and he got booed thousands of times. Chris Rock got booed thousands of times, and he kept going back to that spot and performing and kept getting booed. But look at him now. You see my point?
All right.
So you don't let nobody stop you from doing what you proceed with your dream. If you got to take it to the next level and you need that extra push, and believe me, if I can help you, I'm willing to help you out no matter what I could do. You know, GQ Palace is willing to help everybody out and pursue everything, because we don't only deal with the up-and-coming artists. We deal with the models, the comedians, the authors, the poets, the pioneers, the producers, the promoters, the DJs, et cetera, film directors. You understand? So my thing to y'all that's out there and you feel like, okay, I'm giving up, don't give up. You understand? Don't give up. Don't let them people that you feel distract you put that smile on their face. Turn that smile back around and just do what you got to do. Don't let the haters win on that point. That's how I see it. You understand? Misery love company. And if they see you miserable, they're going to enjoy it, and they're going to push harder to make you more miserable than what you are. But if they see you proceeding in what you got to do, regardless of the fact, no matter how many times you try, they know how serious you are. And it's going to come to the point where they're not even going to bother them more. You're going to be where you want to be today.
Amen. Rich Money, we appreciate you having you on the mantle of God, man. We really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. We really thank you for all that you're doing in your community, just allowing people to have Sundays fulfilling radio, amen. To be able to come from church, to hustle and bustle, and just sit down and listen to Spiritual Sunday and the program. And even you got the mayor, the sports show on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Shout out the mayor. You know, you got the Love and Life where you bring up and coming artists
on
Friday.
It's
Love and
Entertainment. Yeah, because it's eight different episodes. You know, we got one for sports, which is on Tuesdays with the mayor. On Wednesdays, we got the Diva Squad with T, Rachel, and Angie, you know, playing R&B and discussing grown and sexy topics. And the Fallout Comedy after that. On Thursdays, it's KL and Tiffany from 8 to 10. On Wednesdays, like I was saying, with T, it's from 7 to 9. The Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10. On Thursdays, it's KL, Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany. On Friday, it's Love and Entertainment, you know, with myself. And on Sundays, it's Spiritual Sunday. But on Mondays, we actually have another episode coming up where we're going to be playing all up-and-coming artist material, just rotating their material. No talking, no interviews or nothing. We're just going to be rotating the artist material. That way people get to hear it. So that'll start July 23rd. I mean 22nd, excuse me. July 22nd. So we try to do something for everybody. That's mainly what GQ Palace is. You know, focusing on getting something for everybody. You know, like a Sunday with the Crossroad Temple, you know, as yourself, you know, with the gospel artists and everything.
I thank you. I definitely thank you, amen, for allowing me to be a part of your company on Crossroad Temple and allowing God to be glorified on there, along with you and Sister Lavina, what y'all do on Spiritual Sunday with the rest of the ministers. Definitely an honor and privilege to be a part of y'all.
We appreciate the fact that you're there, you know. We definitely appreciate you.
Amen, amen. Sister Lavina, anything you want to say, amen? Because I know you on Spiritual Sundays, you know, y'all be building, amen. You come on the mantle and you just quiet, amen. You just discerning and everything. Come on, talk.
Well, I was actually going to add something, but then Rich covered everything. So everything that I was thinking, he covered everything. So it was just a wonderful interview, and I truly enjoyed myself. And I will definitely tune in, you know, on Mondays to your show as well. You know, I did take a look at it on Blog Talk, and it's definitely a powerful mantle, I must say. And I just commend you for, you know, for doing all the hard work that you're doing, and it's greatly appreciated.
Well, amen, y'all. Y'all did the blueprint. Y'all laid the blueprint, amen. I'm just building on the same foundation of our Lord, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, listen, definitely wonderful to have y'all on here. Definitely got to bring y'all back because we went over, amen. But I guess that's how it goes because I guess last night, amen, we went over, amen. So I guess.
Amen.
Rich, I see how that go, brother. I see how that go. Okay, you got that back. Okay. Listen, I definitely be talking to y'all. Definitely got to bring y'all back. And Spiritual
Anytime.
Sunday, 7 o'clock, Spiritual Sunday, Sister Lavina, Minister Cheryl Miller, Minister Weathersby. Definitely, you got to check them out, Spiritual Sunday. You can share your testimony. Amen. People hit me up and saying, what's GQ's booking info? People text me and everything just now. So go ahead and give your links out, all your links and everything. Everybody want to know your links and everything.
Okay. Well, we on over 15 different websites, but mainly what we do is we give out the website. You understand? Lavina could back me up if I miss anything, but you can go to http://www.gqueue002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's the website. You can also like us on Facebook. You know, same thing, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. To call in the show, you know, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. Lavina, am I missing anything here?
No, you have everything covered, but on Facebook there's a couple of groups in Facebook. When they go on Facebook, they can go into the GQ General Questions, which that forum is pretty much a format. So anyone can post up in there. And also there's GQ Palace Block Talk, Block Talk Radio, that's on Facebook as well. That website on Facebook, the group on Facebook, that format is for artists to post their music. And if anyone's looking to get an interview on GQ Palace, they can send their information, their music and bios and pictures and contact information to Google. It's GEEQUE002@gmail.com if anyone's looking for it.
Okay. And on the website, if you want to go on the website, if you want the contact info like that, you know, I just gave you on the website, you'll see all the info up there. You know, to contact us, to go into the blog talk, like Lavina was saying, to go into the groups and everything as well.
Listen, y'all, everybody listening tonight, upcoming artists, business owners, sales representative, telemarketing, whatever line of business you're in, you had a chance to call in tonight. Even if you ain't call in tonight, make sure you go on Facebook, link up with GQ Palace. Sister Lavina's on there. CEO Rich Money Archibald, he's on there. TC Holland's on there. All the sisters on there. Mayor on there. Everybody, get connected with some good people and who can definitely allow you to be empowered and take your business to the next level. Get connected. You can do wonderful things in business and just really be a blessing one to another. So, again, I thank y'all both for coming on. And like they say, the information is GQ002@gmail.com. That's GEEQUE002@gmail.com. All the other inquiries, they also on Facebook. You can just put GQ Palace in your Google, and all that lengthy information will come up. You have fun with that. yeah, because y'all got so many companies. Good luck with that. You Google that, you'll be on that all night. Have fun. But anyway, God bless y'all, and I will definitely be talking to y'all. Amen.
All right. Thanks a lot, babe. God bless you, too.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right, Sister Lavina. Amen. The Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. We have some people on here. Amen. And I know, you know, you got some traditional folks that listen in. They be like, well, I was looking to be prophesied to tonight. Look. I'm not bringing a prophet on every weekend, every week, you know, a prophet, you know. You're supposed to have a word ready. Matter of fact, why don't you call up and give somebody a word if you feel they need it, amen. And a lot of times, what I learned on this Christian journey, sometimes we judge folks. And when we sit back and we do that and we don't allow God to use us to empower, it really don't say that the person that we think have the problem, but it be ourselves that have the problem. Amen. He that wise, when the souls, got to be wise, amen. Amen. This program will be nothing without our supporters, the ministry. We have to also give a special shout out to Elder Magwood, also Apostle Howard Broughton, Evangelist Lula Broughton, also Apostle Kenny Broughton. Amen. We'd like to give a shout out also to Minister Magwood's wife, Yolanda. Amen. We need to get all the saints. Amen. And we also give a shout out to New Covenant. Amen. Apostle Kenneth White. All the saints there, and everybody listening all down in Orangeburg, Pastor Shula. Also, our overseer, amen, on this broadcast, Pastor Nathan Hill, on the spot, Nathan, amen. And also him and all the Tabernacle saints, amen. So we definitely bless God on tonight, amen. And this program, amen, is about empowerment. So on Thursday night, we'll be back. We'll be back on Thursday night, amen. We have Dr. Theologian Ventura. Dr. Ventura, he will be back on again, amen. He's widely requested on our program on Thursday night. He will be teaching doctrine, amen, and we'll be and Christ crucified, amen. You have a chance to learn, amen. It's a classroom setting, amen. You definitely bring your Bible, your notebooks, amen. It's a chance. And those of us who are led by the Spirit, we can definitely catch revelation off of what's being taught, amen. So, and, you know, this is for mature saints, but if you're a babe in Christ, amen, you know, bring your teeth. And like Apostle always say, eat the meat and spit out the bone. Amen. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. Listen, we got to go. Amen. We got to go. Mantle of God, we thank God for you. So empower somebody. Mantle of God. We'll see you back here on Thursday night with Dr. Ventura. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God holy words. Oh, it's in my heart. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart. I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart. Oh, yeah.
It's
got it down in my heart. You to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know that down in my heart, the reason I'm here tonight, because it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there. Planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart.
many times we didn't get paid, y'all. But I kept on singing anyway, because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on.
Oh, they don't get
you got it?
I talked to you, baby.